Hello, Tempest fans. I am the Midnight Host, and I want to invite you to join me every Friday as I enjoy a new horror short story. For fans of The Twilight Zone, Tales from the Crypt, and Creep Show, Don't Fall Asleep is a podcast and YouTube channel featuring modern and classic horror stories. Narrated by Spencer Dillehay, the narrator for Tempest Investigations. Find us on YouTube and in podcast form. Search Don't Fall Asleep Channel on YouTube and Don't Fall Asleep Podcast in Google or your player of choice. Whatever you do, have a pint of Bob's Tail Ale before you go, and don't fall asleep.
Part 8. It was past 8 a.m. when Jim walked downstairs. The house was so much quieter now that Andrew had moved out. Not that he had been a noisy roommate, but the sheer lack of movement on any floor was a change. Jim had lived alone for most of his very long life, but he was surprised how easy it had been to adjust to having someone else under his roof. Now things had changed again, and he was back to living by himself. For a man as old as Jim was, he had never done well with change. He was set in his ways and tended to stick to something he was comfortable with. For years, he had dressed the same, used the same technology, and even eaten the same food, more or less. It had taken Mercedes, and later Andrew and Feline, to change that. Not to mention Rhea, of course. They had last seen each other in the spirit world, and she had told him she was going back to Russia, but that she would be returning to San Francisco soon. What would happen then was still up in the air, but he knew he wanted her in his life. His thoughts went to the bottle Darcy had given him. It was true that if life ran its course and nothing changed, he would eventually watch Rhea grow older and older while he himself remained young. If, however, she would agree to take a potion like that... He shook his head. It was foolish to daydream when she wasn't even here yet. Maybe she wouldn't even want to carry on where they had left off. She had been quite insistent that using her powers to kill Kronos had changed something deep inside her, and who knew if the changed Rhea would still love him. They had both used the word love when they had last been together, in the real world at least, in Las Vegas. He had told her as a last-ditch effort to stop her from leaving, and she had told him that she loved him too. He hoped something like that didn't change, even after a trip to Russia. Wearing just a t-shirt and sweatpants, Jim made coffee and took it into the office. He sat down at the desk and looked over some case files while he ate. In the weeks since Feline had died and they had dealt with the Zodiac Killer and Anderson, the normal cases had been put somewhat on the back burner. He would have to get his act together if he didn't want to lose clients. Perhaps he could take a look at the curious incidents the manager of the chocolate factory had called him about. It sounded like a refreshing change of pace. The door buzzed and he looked out in the front lobby. There was no sign of Mercedes, who often came in a little later when she had spent the night at Charlie's, but Matt stood outside, smiling. Jim got up from his chair and went to let the young man in.
"Good morning. Glad you could drop by."
"Good morning to you, too. I don't have class until 10, so I had the time."
"Good. Come on in and sit down. Coffee?"
"Sure, thank you."
Jim poured Matt a cup and sat down behind his desk.
"So, Matt, how busy are you with school? How many classes do you take?"
"Well, I'm sort of spreading my courses out a bit, so I'm in classes something like 14 hours a week. The rest of the time I do homework or, you know, hang out with my friends."
"How would you like a student job?"
"A job?" Matt looked puzzled. "Like, with you?"
"Doing what?"
"Doing whatever needs doing. I've got to be frank with you. What you did yesterday
The jumping, I mean. That really impressed us. Andrew and I would like to offer you a job, if you want it. Someone with cougar powers would fit very nicely into our team. We are... well, we recently lost a member of our team, so we're a man short. And when you say lost, Matt said, looking at Jim, you don't mean decided to flip burgers at In-N-Out, do you? No, I mean as in she died.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
That's, of course, something you need to consider. We've dealt with dangerous things before, and we probably will again. However, you're in a very unique position where you're not only faster and more agile than most humans, but also specifically were just told to help and protect people. You can do that as part of a team with us. I'm actually pretty sure that was what your spirit cougar spoke of last night. Matt licked his lips, but looked both interested and curious. Yes, I think it would be really exciting, and you guys seem like you're pretty cool, but do you think I'll really fit in? Well, the last part cat we took on did. Jim lit a cigarette. Do you need to go home and think about it? Matt was about to answer when the phone on Jim's desk rang. He held up his hand. Sorry, I've got to take this. Mercedes isn't in yet. He answered the phone. Tempest Investigations, Corrigan speaking. A pleasant female voice on the other end spoke.
Mr. Corrigan, please hold for Prince L'Amour.
Jim blinked in surprise.
L'Amour? What could L'Amour want to talk to him about?
Jim had spoken to L'Amour, who was the duly elected leader of the vampires in the Bay Area, and used the title Prince of the City a few times over the years he'd lived in San Francisco. A couple of times there'd been vampires who had broken the rules, and Jim had been called in by the prince to help hunt the unfortunate vampire down. Actually, kid, you might want to wait in the lobby for this one. Sorry.
That's okay. Matt got up. I've made up my mind. I'll take the job. Just don't call me kid.
Great. And I'll try not to. Mercedes will draw up a contract for you. Now go on, get out of here. I'm sorry, but this call's confidential.
No problem. See you soon.
Matt got up and left, closing the door behind him. A moment later, there was a click on the line and a voice spoke.
Mr. Corrigan.
Prince L'Amour. To what do I owe the pleasure? Jim leaned back in his chair and dragged on his cigarette.
Have you seen the morning paper?
Can't say I have. I had a busy night and slept in. The vampire made a sound that Jim wasn't sure was a laugh or a snort.
I need you to know it was not a sanctioned kill.
Sanctioned kill? What are you talking about?
Several people were murdered last night, about an hour south of the city. The police and press are having a field day with it. Several of the victims were bitten, but others were... The prince hesitated. Mutilated.
And you want me to know it wasn't any of your guys or girls doing it?
Exactly. I will conduct an investigation to find out who is responsible, but it must be some outsider. None of my subjects would dare to defy the truce like this. Not in such a blatant way.
I'll take your word for it, Prince. But if the SFPD call me in, what exactly do you want me to tell them? That it wasn't a vampire attack?
Tell them it's being handled.
The prince's voice was cool.
And that I will keep you informed.
I suppose I can live with that. Jim wished he could hang up and go look at the front page, but the paper was still outside in the mailbox.
We will speak again on this matter, but until then, can I ask you to leave the matter to us?
Like I said, if the police call, I'm not going to lie. But if you think you got it handled, I'll do my best to stay out of it. If it's that terrible, we don't want it to happen again, right?
Exactly. We will speak again soon. Good day, Mr. Corrigan.
The phone went dead. Jim hung up and went out to get the paper. When he unfolded the front page, he whistled between his teeth.
Holy cow.
The front page of the San Francisco Chronicle was blaring in big black letters, "Vampire Killers Murder 5 in Cafe Bloodbath."
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.